Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. In the great sweep of history, the Western intellectual tradition has had and continues to have an enormous impact. Our guest, Cornel West, has spent a lifetime coming to a deep understanding of that tradition, but he hasn't kept it to himself. Dr. West is a public intellectual, eager to apply what he has learned and to share his treasures with us all. Dr. West is gifted in his ability to show us how central the African-American experience is to our understanding of America and to the democratic process in the world. Widely respected as one of America's leading thinkers, Cornel West thinks of himself as the jazz man of ideas. Ultimately, he is focused on a joyful exploration of what it means to be human.
I mean, Heisinger argues that the notion of play, which is a species of what I'm talking about, swing, or really swing's a species of play, I should say, has to do with this sense of being daring. You can be competitive, but it's in the context of cooperation. It's not in the context of conquest, because competition is still a part of life. But if it's not predicated on conquest and subordination and the subjugation, then you've got a sense of play at work. And many argue to be human at its highest level is to be at play, is to swing, is to have that kind of joy.
Cornel West is a philosopher, cultural observer, and a teacher. He is a university professor at Harvard and author of more than 20 books, including the bestseller Race Matters. Dr. West won an American Book Award in 1993 for his two-volume work Beyond Eurocentrism and Multiculturalism. Dr. West's latest book is co-edited with his Harvard colleague, Dr. Henry Louis Gates, Jr. They call it The African-American Century, How Black Americans Have Shaped Our Country. Bill Russell and I welcomed the chance to engage with this very special man whose powerful command of the Western intellectual tradition rivals his passion for democracy and for life. Cornel West, you have told us that we are living in a time when there's a new world in the making. You have given us your vocation, your life, in telling us where that has come from, where we are, giving us a sense of where we're going. I had the sense that with the African-American Century, you and Henry Louis Gates, Jr., your colleague, have come back, having laid down the tracks, told us what the theme music is, to give us some grace notes, to give us some solos with the folks who have, a hundred of the people who in this African-American Century have made a difference. Mm-hmm. How does that play?
Well, I think it plays well because you're absolutely right. The book really begins with the blue notes that were injected into American history and actually just generally modernity by people of African descent in the United States.
When you say blue notes, you have something very particular in mind, don't you?
Very much so, because it has more to do than just music. We're talking about dissonance. You're talking about defiance. You're talking about trying to pull the cover from over certain kinds of harmonies and claims about liberty. Trying to get beyond, or at least beneath, I should say, the meretricious glitter and glitz of the superficial surfaces, and to really wrestle with the very things that are so often denied in mainstream America, namely history and all of its struggles, and reality and all of its misery, and of course mortality and the different forms of death that are evaded and avoided by so much of sentimental culture in America. So the blue note actually embraces a lot in that sense. Absolutely.
Characterizing the title to me is striking, and it's almost a contraposition to the content. You know, when you call it the African American Century, it sounds as if the African Americans were in charge.
And that you had something in mind there, didn't you, Dr. West?
And that everything went as it was supposed to and was choreographed, if you will, composed, if you will, by African Americans. And I'm not, but the content doesn't precisely reflect that. It's there, but it's different.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head, because, I mean, one, I mean, in a land in which success and winning is so fetishized and so idolized that one has to redefine what we mean when we talk about defining centuries, because you're really talking about not just unleashing of democratic sensibilities, but among these peoples whose unleashing of democratic sensibilities cut so radically against the grain, against the odds, and made some difference, no doubt about that. But at the same time, does not leave them on top in any narrow sense. Again, associated with narrow conceptions of American success or American winning, you see. And yet, I think when we look deep in our souls, we see that the tragic comic sensibilities of the blues people that I'm talking about pervades persons' conceptions of what it is to be human in their serious moments. Not when they're shopping, not when they're in the mall or watching certain shows on television, but when they're really at their deepest moments, dealing with death, dealing with dread, dealing with disappointment. Here comes Billie Holiday, here comes Louis Armstrong, here comes Toni Morrison, here comes not just black folk, here comes Tennessee Williams, who entitled his first collection of plays American Blues. And of course, we know the role of black music in Streetcar Named Desire, the great classic American play, in some ways the American Hamlet that Blanche DuBois is. We see it in Faulkner, you see it in Thomas Pynchon, you see it in Mark Twain, all of the great meditators, not just thinkers, but meditators on the human condition in America, find themselves going back to a blues sensibility, wrestling with tragic comic and having to encounter the black doings and sufferings in this way.
This meditation will continue, and Bill will get to say what he's going to say when we come back in just a moment. We are honored to have Cornel West with us. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I trust Dr. West. I'll invite you to be with us when we return.